You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 59. Today, I'm going to talk about why you need to actually build a brand and not just a business. And I'm so excited to dive into all the details of something that I've been studying a lot lately and something that I've put to practice in my business, and it has totally worked. Now, before we dive in, I want to read a listener review from Arielle Kuhn. She says, "I can't say enough. Listen in. Every moment of the Gold Digger Podcast is worth the time and more. It's like a business summit, friendly chat over coffee, and encouraging sermon directed to your heart all at once. It doesn't matter where you're at in your business, it'll speak to you and encourage your heart in all that you endeavor. There are downloads, tools, and notes to go along with every episode. You'll never be bored and you'll always have something to work on. I would recommend this podcast to anyone and everyone. Jenna is friendly and fun and gets to the depth of issues as well as the amazing women she interviews for practical steps to enhance business. I can't say enough. Listen in." Thank you so much, Arielle. I'm going to be reading your reviews like I do every single day, but I want to share them on the show because they honestly mean so much to me. So if you want to leave a review, just hop into iTunes, click reviews, and leave your words today. They honestly mean so much to me. And again, you can access all of the show notes at golddiggerpodcast.com. Now, without further ado, let's dive on into today's episode.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast with Jenna Kutcher, the live workshop-style business podcast for creative girl bosses. So you can train from the experts how to dig in, do the work, and tackle your goals along the way. Here's your host, photographer, educator, artist, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
This episode of the Gold Digger Podcast is sponsored by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is the management software that I use to stay organized, manage invoices, get paid, and give every client an elevated, unforgettable experience. HoneyBook is offering 20% off exclusively for Gold Digger listeners. Just go to honeybook.com/golddigger to get started and get your life back today. Hey guys, it's Jenna Kutcher, and today I'm so excited to talk to you guys about something that I have been studying a lot lately, something that really just interests and intrigues me, and something that I know is going to be so valuable for you wherever you are at with your dream or with your business or with your brand. And so today I'm going to cover all about why we need to focus on building true brands and not just on building businesses that sell things. Now, lately, I've been seeing a lot of people struggling, and I've been hearing so many comments about how things that worked in the past simply aren't working anymore, like social media, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. People are complaining about it, and I'm hearing it loud and clear. But when I really started to dig a little deeper and ask myself, well, what is the true struggle? Is it that social media is evolving? Is it that we are not adapting like we should? Is it that we're failing to create good marketing messages? I kept coming up short because I didn't think it was any of those things. As human beings, we are resilient and adaptable, and that is one of the biggest blessings that we have. But at the same time, if things aren't working, we have to really take a step back and say, why? Why isn't it working anymore? Now, I can tell you one thing. Things have still been working for me. And so I started to ask myself, well, what is so different about my business? Why is it working? You know, the whole reason why I became an educator, it all started one night at this small town bar over a margarita. And I think that's truly where good stories begin. I was talking with one of my friends who is an incredibly talented photographer in the area. She was telling me how she needed to update her resume and get back out onto the job market because photography wasn't cutting it anymore. And I asked myself, how can somebody this talented, this passionate about her craft, not find success in it? How could she not be profitable? That was honestly what snowballed me into teaching because I knew that I was doing something different and I had to figure out what that was and then how I could teach it to others. And so today's episode just really fires me up because it's something that I've been thinking about so much lately as I hear the struggles and I look at what I've done differently. And now I'm getting back to the heart of it in like, how can I teach you guys this stuff so that you can stop the struggle?
Now, far too often these days, we see people taking this passion and suddenly they're launching a business and it's so exciting and you want to make all the money and suddenly you become a walking and talking billboard all about this new offer. Take it from a girl who had a Craigslist camera that suddenly became a wedding photographer. And when I say photographer, I should say photographer, but we all start somewhere. But here's the thing. I got this camera. I became passionate about it. I became excited about it. And suddenly I wanted to tell the world about it. I wanted everyone to like my Facebook page and I wanted everyone to follow me on Instagram and I wanted everyone to choose me. But here's this thing. Lately, there's this trend. We're getting added into Facebook groups that we don't want to be a part of. And we're getting random friend requests from strangers, quickly followed up with a message about some product that we might not even be interested in. And lately, I've been focusing on the importance of why we need to stop thinking about building businesses and start placing our focus and attention on building true brands. So I want to just first break it down for you because this is something that I have been thinking about, I've been teaching about, and when I really started to dig into it, it was so simple, yet we make it so complex. Now, when you think about it, a business is just an organization that markets a product, a service, or an opportunity. So a business is just this thing that has an offer. It's not a person. It's not a personality. It's just a place that is serving an offer, which could be a product, a service, or an opportunity. But a brand, on the other hand, is the image and personality that the business applies to its offers. So when you think about it, a business is simply the opportunity for an offer. But the brand is what gets you. It's what sucks you in. It's what creates that excitement. It creates that relationship. The brand is the image and the personality that is applied to the offers. So think with me now. Think about this. Let's break it down. Why do brands hire celebrities as spokespeople? Because they know that they can't just sell a product and see results. They have to give their product or service an image, a personality that creates connection. One of my favorite commercials that I've seen over the last year is for a refrigerator. Now, trust me, I'm not on the market for a refrigerator. Refrigerators are so far from my radar, but yet I remember it. Why? Because Kristen Bell is in it and she's with her husband and they're hanging out in their kitchen and they're talking about preparing for a birthday party for their kids and they are the personality. They are the voice. And I just watched her and Dax communicate and hang out and be a true married couple. And I fell in love with them. And that is exactly why I still remember that there is an LG refrigerator out there that lets you see what's inside by just simply pushing a button. I mean, you don't even have to open a door anymore. Who knew, right? So when you start to think about the difference between businesses and brands, it's very black and white. And yet, a lot of times we get stuck in the gray. And I believe that when we sit in the gray, we're slowly starting to see a decline in the results that we once were getting. Now, brands build trust. They build rapport. They create connection. And if your feed is only filled with business and marketing messages, you are likely alienating anyone that isn't currently interested in the offer that you have. Therefore, you are reaching a way more narrow audience that has absolutely zero reason to follow you if it's just not the right fit for them. So when you think about it, when we go to buy these days, we buy because of relationships. We buy because of the personality. We buy because of that connection. But if we're just operating as a business, just a sole entity that has an offer, and we're just constantly sharing that offer, we are only reaching a very, very narrow audience, a so narrow audience, because if people don't need your service or product or offer, they have zero reason to be a part of your brand. Now, when people hear the word brand, we immediately think of the visual components. That's what we think of. We go to the logo, the colors, the fonts, the websites, how we're presenting our things visually. But we often forget about the personality and the voice. And let me tell you, you can have the prettiest logo, the most beautiful website, but if you don't have a personality and a voice behind it, it's going to fall flat. It's not going to be effective for you. And so I want to really think for a minute and have us just dig deep into branding in a totally new way so that we can truly understand how we can give our business this voice and vision that can translate so well, that can convert people, that can protect us from the algorithms that are threatening to steal our engagement. We need to focus on building brands and not just businesses, my friends. Now think about it in this example, and it's one that I can talk about intimately because it's what I do. I'm a wedding photographer. I live in a small town, and for years and years and years, wedding photography was my bread and butter. This is what was paying our bills. This was what was affording us vacations, paying our mortgage, giving our dogs a better life. This was my job, wedding photography. But very early on, I realized that if I was only speaking marketing messages specifically to brides in Wisconsin who were on the search for a wedding photographer, I would only be talking to a very small portion of the market, a very small portion of my potential ideal clients. And so I started to realize, like, Jenna, there are going to be women who become engaged, who might not be engaged yet, but you know, they're going to get proposed to at some point, and you want to be on their radar far before that day ever happens. And Jenna, you're going to want to be on the radar of people who are already married, because guess what? They're going to have friends that are going to be getting married, and hello, they know better than anyone else the stress and pressure of planning a wedding. Maybe they could help and talk about how they already know a photographer. And Jenna, you're going to inspire people to understand that their dreams are possible. You're not just a business. You're a human who has made mistakes, who has learned a lot along the way, who has a lot to offer the world. And if you're just putting out wedding images, you're not going to reach that audience. And so what I started to realize was, hello, yes, my audience for my wedding photography business is a very narrow thing. But if I only focus my efforts on that very narrow thing, I will never get a wider reach. I'll never reach the masses. I'll never inspire other people. I'll never be on people's radars. All I would have to bank on was some good search engine optimization and a hope that people would type in Wisconsin wedding photographer. And to me, I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. Hell no. I'm going to make sure I hedge my bets so that I know that I can reach the most people and have the biggest impact. So why is it that brands are important? Why am I so focused on sharing this message with you today? I want to share three reasons why brands are so much different than just a business. The first thing is this, and I want to ask you a serious question today. How many of you can, without a shadow of a doubt, tell me that you are going to be doing the same exact thing that you're doing today a year from now? Or maybe even 5 years from now or 10 years from now? How many of you can confidently and boldly look me in the eye and say, Jenna, yes, this is exactly what I'm going to be doing 5 years from now, 10 years from now? When you build a brand and not just a business, it allows you to pivot. And let me tell you, pivoting is so important as a business owner. How else could a wedding photographer from small town Wisconsin grow a business that allows her to teach courses, to launch a top podcast, to sell watercolor prints, to partner with other brands, and heck, even to buy and book out a Hawaiian condo? How else could I do that? If I was just a Wisconsin wedding photographer, none of that would be possible. But I'm not just that. I'm Jenna Kutcher. I'm a human. I have a real beating heart. I read people's comments. I want to make the world a better place. I know that my purpose is far deeper than just showing up on a wedding day. I want to show up in people's lives. People care about me. People love me, not just what I'm selling. People admire me without having to spend a dollar on anything that I'm offering. Why? Because I'm a brand. I have vision. I have a personality. I have a heart. People connect with that. People attach themselves to that. People fall in love with that. Now, if I was just out there every day showing wedding photos and saying, here's another wedding, here's another beautiful couple, here's this wedding that I captured this weekend, I would have a business. But I don't do that. And you should not be doing that either. Now, I recently read a piece by a super smart marketing guy named Kevin Kelly, and he said this: to be a successful creator, you don't need millions. You don't need millions of dollars or millions of customers, millions of clients or millions of fans to make a living as a craftsperson, a photographer, a musician, designer, author, animator, app maker, entrepreneur, or inventor. You only need 1,000 true fans. Now, a true fan is defined as a fan that will buy anything you produce. These diehard fans will drive 200 miles to see you sing. They'll buy the hardback and the paperback and the audible versions of your book. They will purchase your next figurine sight unseen. They will pay for the best of DVD version for your feet, for your YouTube channel. They will come to your chef's table once a month. If you have roughly 1,000 true fans like this, also known as super fans, you can make a living. Now, does that not take a little pressure off you? Like, are you breathing a little bit shallower, or are you just taking a deep breath and saying, gosh, I don't need 100K. I don't need 1 million clients. What would it look like in my life if I just started with 10 true fans and then 100 and maybe even 1,000? But let me tell you this, I don't even think you need that. Now, when I first started out as a photographer, I had this deep desire. I wanted to be the right photographer for every single engaged couple. I spoke to engaged couples so generically because I just wanted them to see that I was a wedding photographer and they needed one and they could book me. I bent my brand to fit their needs. I molded myself into what they needed. When I started to realize I only needed to be the right photographer for 20 couples a year, that is when everything changed. Now, I started to see, like, Jenna, why are you speaking to the masses? Why are you reaching out to people who genuinely might not be the right fit for you just because you want to be the right fit for them? You just need 20 couples to fall in love with you. It took so much pressure off of me. I stopped feeling like I needed to be the perfect photographer for everyone. And I said, who am I speaking to? And how can I speak to them clearer? How can I refine that personality and that voice so that those 20 people, they see my stuff and without a shadow of a doubt, they say, this girl is for me. I don't need the thousands. I don't need the masses. I need to speak so clearly into the heart of my dream client that they know I'm the right fit for them. And trust me, friends, when I say this, it makes your job a heck of a lot easier and way less stressful. Now, the second reason why brands are so much different than businesses is that I truly, truly believe that brands can make a bigger impact. Are you avoiding ordering business cards because you know your website is a hot mess? Maybe you haven't updated your portfolio in 2 years, you still haven't fixed those broken links, and don't even get me started about the design. Yeah, I was there. Actually, it was just a year ago, and I made a giant leap onto a new platform for me, Showit. And that's where my website lives, and I honestly couldn't be happier. It is so easy to use. I can pop in and make edits without having to contact my designer every time I notice a typo, and their drag and drop features make designing a new page so simple and easy. I have never felt more in control of my brand or less intimidated by a website. If it's time for you to make a leap, I strongly urge you to hop on over to Showit. They're offering 10% off all annual plans for all of you gold diggers out there. Just go to showit.co and put gold digger in the discount code box and kiss your website woes goodbye. When I looked at this year and I asked myself, what is your biggest goal? It was, how can I make the biggest impact on this world? It didn't have to be financially. It could. It didn't have to be through reaching the masses. It could. It didn't have to be through photographing the most amount of people. It could. It could have been done a lot of things. But when I looked at it, I said, impact. That's my goal. It's not dollars. It's not relationships. It's not followers. It's not likes. It's impact. And I believe that when you have a brand that's multidimensional, your brand can make a bigger impact than just a business because it has this heart and this personality behind it. When you have a mission or a vision, it is easier to share it because your brand voice resonates with people. It creates a deeper meaning to behind your work. Now, when I think of impact, I look at so many different things. In fact, every day I'm like, how can I just make a little bit bigger of a dent in terms of impact? But when I started to really see that, like, I have passions, and if I can share those passions in a way that resonate with other people, I can change the world in a bigger way. You know, Drew and I were very passionate about healing waters. Healing waters provides clean water solutions to people that just don't have them. I became enamored with this idea of using our gifts and our finances to help change a world in that way. And for a long time, I hid that gift. I hid that passion because I didn't want to make people feel uncomfortable. You know, it's really easy to look at a photo on Instagram of mac and cheese and double tap that. But when you see photos of people who are struggling or who don't have the simple amenities we have, it can create this friction, this discomfort. And for a long time, I wanted to protect my audience from that. But I started to realize, like, Jenna, if you're truly passionate about this and you share it in a way that just shares the fire that is in you, you're going to spark fires in other people. It just starts with a tiny little flame. Like, let that go. Let that go so that you can really create bigger impact. For a long time now, whenever I go to launch a new course or host a challenge or anything like that, I always ask myself, like, how can I tie in some sort of monetary impact? Whether that's donating a portion of proceeds. We donated money for every hashtag used during a challenge. And I realized that, like, if I can loop people into this passion of mine, even if it's not their passion, nobody's going to frown upon the fact that I love something dearly, right? Brands, I truly believe, can make a bigger impact because it becomes part of their heart. Businesses absolutely can make an impact, whether financially or inspirationally, but if it's missing that heart and personality, it's likely to fall flat. Yes, people love when companies donate a portion of their proceeds to something good, but if you're not seeing the full circle, if you're not seeing that loop being closed, it doesn't necessarily make the impact that you're hoping for. Yes, absolutely, you're bettering the world. But when you can have a brand that says, I believe in this, so much so that I'm going to travel to the Dominican Republic and make a difference. And I'm going to show you this difference so that you can feel it and see where this is happening and how you are attributing and contributing to this. You close that gap and you create this recognition that I believe only a brand can have. If you want to have impact, if you want to change this world, friend, start focusing on building a brand. Give that brand a heart and a vision and a mission far beyond what you can offer. Now, another thing that I love about brands is that I truly believe that brands earn their ability to sell. When a true brand is built, you can absolutely adapt and adopt the jab, 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 right hook method. And Gary Vee talks about this. It's something I just love. Something I think about all the time when I plan out my week and when I look at what's on the docket and how can I serve so that when the time comes for me to sell, I have absolutely earned the right to do that. Now, businesses, they just assume they have the ability to sell every hour of every day. And so their marketing messages are very different than brands. Businesses, they're just constantly pushing out their products, their services, their offers. They're constantly in a state of selling. They're constantly in a place of marketing. And yet they don't realize that when you have a brand that focuses on serving, when the time comes to sell, your audience, they're going to be so excited to give you their money because you have been serving them for so long. Now, I think about this so much because I protect my audience. Y'all, when I go to sell, I feel so uncomfortable, but I tell myself, Jenna, you're pumping out free content so much that when the time comes to sell, it's honestly just an invitation for those who want the next step, right? It's not this crazy, scammy, spammy, salesy thing. It becomes an invitation that I have earned the right to pass out to people. And so when you think about sharing and serving through your content, the majority of the time, it gives you this right and opportunity to sell due to the fact that you know you are speaking to the right audience without alienating those that are not currently ready or interested in your offer. So when you think about it, I would way rather be a brand that serves, and then sells than to become this business that is constantly in a state of selling. Have any of you guys had a job where you had to cold call people? Like straight up, look in the phone book, pick out a number, and try to pitch a product? It sucks. I think it is probably the most life-sucking job you could ever have on planet Earth. I don't know any cold callers that are insanely passionate about what they're doing out there. And you want to know why? Because when people are cold calling, they are trying to give a generic message to a broad audience. They have no personality. They have no connection. They have no vision that they can share. And they specifically don't know if they're talking to the right people. If you've ever had a job like that, where you like leave the end of the day and you're just like counting down the hours, like, when is this going to be over with? This is so terrible. Or when you're feeling like you're apologetically selling constantly, I want for you to think about how this company or your dream could shift into a brand. Now, I recently just got back from California and I was with 20 other seven-figure earning entrepreneurs that are just insanely inspiring. And we did this thing called the hot seat where we sat around in tables of 10. And what we did, and it was so interesting, is we would go one at a time around in the circle and we would talk about one person at the table as if they weren't there. So we made them back their chair up a little bit and we pretended like they weren't there in the room and we talked about their business and where we thought that they could improve or maybe what they should think about exploring or how they could, you know, sell a little bit better or what that looked like. And at first it felt so uncomfortable because here we are talking about somebody that's literally sitting 5 feet away from us while they're taking notes about us talking about them. But one very clear message came out of this exercise, and it was something I was like, I have to talk to my audience about this. As we went around the circle, we talked about how we knew each other so intimately now. Like, we're all very good friends now. But when we went into this mastermind not knowing each other, we obviously did our research online, and there were so many things about ourselves that we were hiding from our audiences. So many things that we felt would hinder our brand, or we didn't want our audiences to know we were struggling with, or that our lives actually looked this way and not this way. And when we went around that circle and talked about one another, there was this very clear message. We loved each other so much that we were saying, your audience needs to see you, the real you. If they knew how hilarious you were, or if they knew that like you were a mom and you were doing your momming and you were building this business, or if they knew that you had this side hustle and you were working your butt off in both directions, people would respect you so much more. They would love you so much more. They would understand you so much more. As we went around and talked about one another, one message kept coming up time and time again. You are so much more than what you're selling, and you owe it to your audience to share that. Because I can promise you one thing, what you're putting out onto the internet right now, what you're putting out into the world, is just this tiny little fragment of your real life. You are so much more than that. You are so much more valuable. You have so much more to offer than that. You have so much more to create connection with that. And a brand is the vehicle that is going to allow you to do that. When it got to the time where the group was talking about me, I obviously felt so uncomfortable. I was like, help me, I'm poor. Like, I'm this fragile child, be really nice to me. And it was so funny because these people know me intimately now. They know that I am goofy, that I am weird, that I really truly do love yoga pants as much as I talk about them. They know that I am so fired up about helping women. They talked about everything. And guess what? Never once in the 5 minutes that they talked about me, did they mention anything that I sell. Not once. Isn't that crazy? I had to laugh because I said, nobody even said I was a photographer. They said, Jenna, we don't think about you as a photographer. We think about you as this woman who talks about body image, who shares her really tough struggles, who is brilliant when it comes to business, who loves to have her voice do something more than just be heard. And I realized so deeply that the one thing that I did right, that my friend wasn't doing right when we were sitting there drinking margaritas and talking about our businesses, was that I had built this place of connection that far extended beyond what I sell, that far extended beyond any service or product or offer, because it had a heart and it had a voice. And that heart and that voice has evolved over time. It has changed. It has transformed. So have my services and offers and products. And the beautiful thing about that is that since I have had this voice and this personality, my audience has been ready to pivot whenever it comes time to pivot, because they care about me and not just what I'm selling. And to me, at the end of the day, I can go to bed knowing that people actually care about this. They care about me. They care about when I'm going through hell, and they care about when I'm having victory. And I have built a true community and a true tribe, not because I have this business, but because I've created this brand. And to me, that is the most exciting thing. And so, friends, today, as we sign off here, I want for you to ask yourself, do you want a business or do you want a true brand? If you want a true brand, it's time to really figure out what that voice is, what that personality is behind what you're selling. And how can you communicate that so clearly that when your dream clients, they land on your stuff, they are like, this person is for me. I need this in every color. I am a purchaser and fan for life. Because it is absolutely possible. It is totally a piece of your story. And I know that you are going to find true success when you shift your framework and your mindset to become a true brand and not just a business. Gold diggers, thank you so much for tuning in today. As always, I love being in your ear, and it is such a joy to be able to serve you and your businesses and your lives every single week. And if this podcast has done absolutely anything for you, if it's meant something to you or taught you something or been something that has just served as inspiration in your life, would you just take a minute and go onto iTunes and leave a review? I honestly read these every single day. They keep me going when the times get tough, and I love hearing from you so that I know that you're out there, you're listening, you're tuning in, and this is making waves. And so, friends, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals, and thank you so much for being a part of this community that I love to serve.
Thanks for listening to Gold Digger. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, you gold digging dream chaser, you.